Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Candace Smitherman, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about an LGBTQ group protesting against Christians helping during the COVID-19 pandemic. That story right after this short message.
Liberty University is more than just exceptional academic programs, NCAA athletics, and state-of-the-art facilities. They believe in training champions for Christ. Their students are innovators, leaders, and dreamers who carry Liberty's mission into hundreds of professions. They know that where academic excellence and unwavering faith meet, there is Liberty. Explore their campus virtually and learn how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus by texting Charisma to the number 49596. Again, text Charisma to the number 49596.
With New York City being the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak and calling out for help, you might think that any and all help would be received with open arms. But that's not necessarily the case in this epidemic. When Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan, it gave us the example of how to treat our fellow man and how to care for those in need, no matter where they come from, color of skin, beliefs, or sexual orientation. That parable is the inspiration behind the name of the humanitarian arm of the Billy Graham Evangelism Association. Started in 1970, Samaritan's Purse has been aiding in disaster relief worldwide. Tornadoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, and even plagues like Ebola, and now COVID-19. Since March 20th, the group has set up and been running a field hospital in Milan, Italy, to help with the COVID-19 epidemic. And now in New York City, where they have a 68-bed field hospital set up in the East Meadow Lawn to help with the overflow from Mount Sinai Hospital. Samaritan's Purse is helping in Jesus' name and is committed to help those in need, no matter who. Surprisingly, there are groups of LGBTQ activists, including the Reclaim Pride Coalition, that are protesting the humanitarian efforts of the Christian group. One of the activists questioned how this group was even considered to bring their hatred and vitriol into our city at a time of crisis when our people are fighting a pandemic. To be clear, Samaritan's Purse does not discriminate, mock, or refuse to treat anyone, homosexual, straight, trans, or any other chosen identifier. In his article found at charismanews.com, Dr. Michael Brown writes that the message that the left is sending to Samaritan's Purse is that you cannot be Christian. When New York Mayor Bill de Blasio found out that Franklin Graham's humanitarian organization was Christian, he immediately said to his team, "We had to find out exactly what was happening, and was there going to be an approach that was truly consistent with the values of New York City?" Brown questions the values of New York City and says that the protesters are enraged at the Samaritan's Purse statement of faith that marriage is between a genetic male and a genetic female. The field hospital is equipped and fully staffed with skilled doctors and nurses that are experienced in treating infectious diseases and volunteering at their own risk, but nevertheless, they are willing to help anyone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If a humanitarian organization can be protested for their biblical values during a pandemic, what's on the horizon for churches and other ministries when health and prosperity come back? Dr. Michael Brown says that 15 years ago, he was mocked for saying that those coming out of the closet wanted to put Bible-believing Christians in the closet. It's past time for the church to wake up. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.